book of Acts chapter 4 verse 23. Acts chapter 4 and verse 23. We'll read a few verses here in this account from Acts chapter 4. You know, the background on this account is that man was healed at the gate, beautiful. And that healing stirred up so much. And for those who believed in the Lord, it caused great rejoicing. And the man that was healed, the Bible says he just went jumping and leaping, praising God. But there was a certain religious crowd that had opposed Jesus and opposed the message of Jesus, that they weren't happy about what had happened. And so they convened their meeting, and they decided we're going to hold them in question for what they did, and we're going to command them, order them to no longer speak in the name of Jesus. You know the story, how that the response that they had was, we can't help ourselves. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And here's the man here standing in front of you here. What better evidence could we ever have than the fact that this man was once lame and crippled for years and years, and now here he is standing in front of us. What better witness is there than the proof that he is truly healed? He's truly healed. It says that they warned them not to speak again. They warned them, threatened them. And then here's the response that the disciples have. Verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company. That means they went back to the other disciples, the other believers, and reported all that the chief priest and the elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, Lord, thou art God which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For a truth against the holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever they had, and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now, Lord, verse 29, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. In other words, we're not backing down. We're not going to stop speaking in his name. We've been threatened. We have been put under the pressure of this religious court. But we are not going to give up. Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Praise God. Now the phrase, this is a wonderful account. There's a lot of wonderful things in it, but the phrase that I want to just give a little closer attention to here this morning is the phrase in their prayer in verse 30, where it says, and by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Praise God. You see, the hand of the Lord is mentioned all throughout the scripture. The hand of the Lord and the mighty hand of the Lord. And even this phrase, the outstretched hand of the Lord, is mentioned in a number of places in the scripture. And they were just simply saying, Lord, what we're asking you to do is to reach to where we are and to our present situation and do something about this situation that we're in. Show your mighty hand. Reach your mighty hand into our situation that we might be healed and that we might see mighty signs and wonders performed. Praise God. The Bible says that when they prayed that prayer, the place was shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now this was, remember, the disciples that on the day of Pentecost, that group of people waited in the upper room until they were endued with power. They had all been baptized in the Holy Ghost, but now they needed a little bit more, or maybe a whole lot more, because they were facing new challenges, new threats against them. They needed something for that particular day and that particular situation that they were in. Praise God. Every time in the scripture where the hand of God or the mighty hand of God or the outstretched hand of the Lord is mentioned, it is describing, it is revealing the God's mighty power. God's power is about to be revealed. You'll see that in creation. Jeremiah the prophet talked about it. He said, I have made the earth, the man, the beasts that are upon the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. Jeremiah, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, is speaking for the Lord and saying, this is what happened at creation, that God stretched forth his hand and he put everything into motion and he created everything that is in the earth and above the earth and in the world, in the universe, everything that is, he created. And he did it in Psalms. It says that he did it just with his fingers that he accomplished of creation. So you can see the mighty, amazing power of God to create and to bring from nothing, create something from nothing. That is the mighty hand of the Lord. Other places in the scripture, it describes the outstretched hand of the Lord, God working to bring help and deliverance to his people. And that was on several occasions with the children of Israel, that God moved for them when they were in Egypt. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 26 and 8, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and wonders. You see, the deliverance that came for the children of Israel from Egypt was by the mighty hand of God. The outstretched hand of the Lord moved into that situation and created the miracle and the deliverance for the children of Israel and brought them out of their circumstance. Hallelujah. And delivered them. It was the outstretched hand of the Lord. You'll see the same thing is true a number of times whenever the children of Israel were led into battles and the people of God were facing enemies that they would not be able to defeat, but yet the hand of the Lord was with them. The mighty hand of God was with them. The outstretched hand of the Lord was with them. It just meant that God was revealing his power, his strength, and reaching into their situation. Now, we're not deists. We don't believe that God is just out there and that he's not involved in this world. We believe that God is everywhere present, but we also believe that he is omnipotent, meaning he is all-powerful. He's all-powerful in whatever place, and in every place he's all-powerful. And he's all-powerful in this world, upon this earth, and he's all-powerful in your situation, for you and your behalf, and for your family and your needs. He is all-powerful, and he cares about you, and he will reach his hand to where you are. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Five different times in the book of Isaiah, he uses that term, the outstretched hand of the Lord. He said, obey me and I'll fight for you. If you rebel against me, then I'll fight against you. But my hand is outstretched towards you to help you. Praise God. It simply means that God is a working God. Amen. God is a working God. God is a moving God. God is a God that's at work. He is moving on behalf of his people. And he is not separate from us. He's not separated himself from us. He didn't just create us and let us, and you know, survive on our own. No, he is a God who is very much involved in our lives, and he's concerned about our lives. Praise God. He is a working God. Lamentation, it says that his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Another version says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Amen. God is a working God, and even beyond that, God is a God who is working on your behalf. Amen. On behalf of his people, on behalf of the church. Amen. My dad was a welder all of his life. He learned how to weld and got certified as a welder, and for 30-some years, he worked for the same company, Combustion Engineering, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and every day he got up early and he went to work, and he worked in a fabricating shop where there was welding going on all day long, crawling up inside of tanks, and that's what he did. That was his work. But I remember now, myself and my two younger brothers, we knew what time my dad got home from work. It was about usually just a few minutes before 5 o'clock in the evening. He went to work really early. And so myself and my two brothers, we would go out and we would stand out by the road, and we would look down the road about two city blocks down. And we would stand there looking, and we'd see his truck turn coming up the road, and then he would pull in, and we would meet him there when he got out of his truck and walk in the door. That was a ritual for us boys, watching our dad walk in from work. My dad was 6'2". He's a big fellow, and he, obviously, three sons, we looked at him with a great deal of admiration. But here's the thing that I began to realize as I got a little bit older. I noticed that when my dad would get out of the truck, sometimes he was kind of bent over. And then it seemed to get worse. And my dad had serious back problems. And over the course of his life, had three different back surgeries. One day, it was so bad that when he got out of his truck, that he went down to his knees and he crawled into the house. He couldn't stand up. And shortly after that, he had surgery. I had witnessed my dad suffering with a back condition for a long time, probably years, maybe a couple of years. And he would come into the house, take a shower, and then he would go and lay in the living room floor with his feet propped up in a chair to relieve the pain in his back. But here was the amazing thing. That he would go to bed that night, he'd get up the next morning, and he went back to work. Day after day, and week after week, and month after month. He did that until he was no longer able to do that. Now, I went through all that little story just to tell you that my dad did that because he knew that our family depended on him. He knew that he had to go to work, and he had to provide for his family. And so he did that day in and day out. And even in suffering, he did that. It's a wonderful example to me of our Heavenly Father, who is always working with us in mind. He's always thinking about our needs. He is always working. His arm is always stretched toward us. Amen. He is concerned about us. Now to our text here. They're under threat. They're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen. to them. And they prayed this mighty prayer. And they prayed, Lord, would you outstretch your hands? Would you stretch forth your hand to heal? Would you stretch forth your hand that we would see signs and wonders and miracles take place? Would you reach to where we are in our present situation? Praise God. Now, I want you to be reminded here this morning that that is your Heavenly Father who cares about you, who cares about your needs, who cares about all the things that you deal with, your fears, your worries, whatever that your needs might be. Some of you today may be struggling physically. You need healing. He can stretch forth His hand to heal you. Amen. You may need some supernatural provision of God, some supernatural work of God in your family, in your home, in your situation. Maybe only you know about it. Only you and your family know about it. But God can stretch forth His hand. That means that He can reach to where you are. Another place in the scripture, it talks about that God's hand is not short. His ear's not heavy. His hand isn't short. It isn't, but His hand has a far reach to where you are. It reaches all the way to London, Kentucky. It reaches all the way to your street address and to your household and to your family and to your needs and whatever that they might be. God is working for you and for your good because you're His children. You're His child. Praise God. And His reach is unlimited. It's unlimited. Isaiah 48 and 13. Mine hand also hath laid the foundations of the earth. Now this is our Heavenly Father who is reaching to help us. Do you think He can help you? Well, I believe that He can. He's the same God who laid the foundations of the earth. He's the same God that by His right hand, He has spanned all the heavens, it says in Isaiah. And that we can call unto Him and know that He will hear us in our time of need. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to pray with confidence. We need to pray believing that God will move in every situation that we have. Too often we just kind of accept it as just the way it's going to be. And we're going to have to work our way through our problem. But that's not at all necessary, but because we have a Heavenly Father who is concerned about us, and He's not so far away that He can't reach to you personally and to where you are. They said, Lord, that Your outstretched hand, Lord, would heal, that Your outstretched hand would perform supernatural works, miracles and wonderful and mighty things. That's what God delights in doing. He loves to show Himself mighty and strong. He delights in showing His strength on behalf of His people. Hallelujah. So let's believe the Lord. You remember when the children of Israel crossed over Jordan and the Lord said, let's take up these 12 stones and put them out here and stack them up and make a big memorial of what's happened here. The Bible says that they placed those stones there. And He said to the children of Israel, when your children shall ask their fathers in the time to come, what meaneth these stones? What does this mean? And then you're going to be able to answer them and let them know, let your children know that Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up from before us until we were gone over. Then all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord. That's why God delights in supernatural workings, so that all the people of the earth will say, that was the hand of God. That had to be God. That was God's mighty hand that was outstretched toward His people. And it is a witness to everyone that God can work and God is working. That all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. that every generation could see God healed you, God worked in you, your needs, God supernaturally provided for you, God delivered you, God can help you, and you can tell your children and your children's children and all that are around that it'll be a living witness of the fact that God does reach his hand forth to help us in our need. Glory to God. Now, for those of you here today, if there are those that are not Christians in this service today, I've got good news for you too. Here's a verse from 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 32. It says, moreover, concerning the stranger, it was talking about anyone that was outside of the camp of the children of Israel, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but has come from a far country for thy great name's sake. What does it mean? It means they've come from a far country. They have heard about what God has done, and they have come to see for themselves what God has not done. For thy great name's sake, thy mighty hand and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house. Glory to God. That just lets me know that it doesn't make any difference. For those of us that have been around church all of our life, we've seen God work and we have witnessed answers to prayer and we've witnessed his outstretched arm toward us. Praise God for that. But there are others that they're longing for help. They're longing to know about him. And they recognize that they need him in their life. And they come searching and longing that if they will just call upon the Lord, that the Lord is saying, I'll reach my arm out toward them too. If they're lost, if they're unsaved, if they're far away from me, I will outstretch my arm for all of them as well. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So lay hold of God. And those of you here today that you don't really know God in a personal way, you've never witnessed his mighty power, God is for you. God is for you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to save you if you will just turn to the Lord. Deuteronomy 33 and 27. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Glory to God. Why are those arms underneath you? Well, because you might mess up. You might fall. You might make a mistake. You might fail. And a lot of times when people fail, they give up. They lose heart, and they just think, well, what's the use? I can't do this. I can't really serve God. But when you fall, underneath are the everlasting arms. He'll catch you. He'll restore you. He'll help you in the situation that you're in. Don't be afraid. God is concerned about you. His eyes are upon you, and his arms can reach to where you are. Amen. Thank God, Brother Harry, that the arms of the Lord are outstretched toward the Lark County Jail. Amen. And he's reaching down right into the middle of that situation when people are facing some of their darkest and most difficult times. But those bars don't restrict the hand of the Lord. That confinement does not keep God out. By his presence and power, his mighty outstretched arms reaches into those jail cells and gives to them the hope that there is an answer, there's a way out, there's a deliverance, there's a Savior who cares about them. Praise God. Another verse is Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my deliverance. Praise God. Oh, he's with us this morning. He's with you this morning. He's underneath to catch you. He's there to catch you, to keep you from falling and from completely failing. You may have messed up a time or two. You may feel like you're a failure and there's no hope for you. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Oh, because the outstretched arms of the love of God are reaching out and ready to help you and ready to restore you if you will allow him to do that. Glory to God. Amen. Now, when these disciples prayed in Acts chapter 4, they prayed, the Bible says, and the place was shaken. There was such a visitation of the mighty power of God in that room that literally it was like an earthquake. It was, the place was being shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and a renewed boldness came upon them. They knew they were being threatened. They knew that they were trying to stop them from speaking in the name of Jesus anymore. But there was something about this hand of the Lord. They said, Lord, stretch your hand down here to where we are and empower us and embolden us so that we can preach what you've called us to preach in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, whatever your pain, your trouble, your fear, your worry, whatever your needs are here today, the Lord is reaching. Amen. Hallelujah. He is reaching for you. He is reaching, and he can reach to right where you are if you will just put your faith and trust in him today. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the wonderful promise from your word. And I know, Lord, you care about every individual. You love everybody that's seated in this place today. And I don't know all the things that people face, but I do know, Lord, that you care and you're reaching for us. You're reaching, Lord, toward us. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, that you want to reveal your mighty hand and your mighty arm. You want to reveal your power in all of our lives. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.